I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. A Quad Cities librarian wants to know how to tell the difference between real news and fake news. And Amy Grosskopf, Davenport Library Director, wants people to learn the same thing. On Monday night, the library will host a panel discussion on the rise of fake news. Over the past several months, Amy Grosskopf found herself wondering, how do I know if this or that tidbit of information is true? Libraries have always helped people find accurate and recent information, but Grosskopf says the old publishing days are over, and digital access has changed the way we get information and how fast.
I don't think that what we're experiencing right now is unique in our history. I think it's perhaps more intense, but I don't know that it's unique. So the history of it, how to identify it, finding and double-checking sources, Facebook filtering and how it affects news, and then tying to First Amendment rights, perhaps a little bit on net neutrality, and what are the ethical standards that journalists follow.
She invited five people to participate, including a TV news anchor, newspaper editor, freelance journalist, public radio news director, and a professor of journalism.
Web browsers use a lot of similar kind of algorithms because, you know, if you're using a personal device that you always search the same kinds of things on, they learn the kinds of things that you're interested in, and they push that information up to the top of your search results. So what am I not seeing as opposed to what am I seeing? So I think those are two different kinds of questions. And as news consumers, I think we need to be aware of both of those.
By the way, WVIK's Herb Trix will be one of the panelists. And the Rise of Fake News panel discussion will be held on Monday at 6:30 p.m. at Davenport's Eastern Avenue Branch Library. If you doubt whether this report is fake news or real news, check the source. Verify by contacting the Davenport Public Library. I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR.